Task 4. You are now attending a meeting of the research team with Joyce Lee and two other researchers called Daniel and Susan, who are reporting on the survey results. Based on what you hear in the conversation between Joyce and the researchers, fill in the spaces in the report below. Remember to pay attention to grammar and spelling. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers.
All right, Chris, I've completed the framework of the report for you. You just have to fill in the details and remember to pay attention to grammar and spelling. Susan has analysed all the responses received and come up with some figures along with the members' comments. So how did the members rate this library, Susan?
Pretty well indeed. About 60% said they were satisfied with the facilities in our library.
Well, it's always good to hear that we are able to satisfy members' needs.
Then 22% said they were not too happy with the facilities.
32%?
No, 22%. And 18% said they seldom used the central library, so they had no comments.
OK, don't bother writing down the 18%. We'll let people work that out for themselves. All right. Let's move on to suggestions. How do people think our facilities can be improved?
Well, first off, we should add more chairs and reading tables.
Yes, I have to agree. We need to add more chairs and reading tables, as they are usually occupied at weekends. I've seen people reading on the floor before because they could not find a seat.
Another request was to provide more photocopiers in the library. While most users are satisfied with the library space, the lighting and the ventilation, they want more photocopiers on each floor.
Fair enough. That's worth noting down. More photocopiers.
Finally, many felt that we should provide a greater variety of books.
What did they mean by greater variety?
Different types of books, really. Many wanted more self-help books and biographies. There are some non-fiction books in our library, but they are really old. There were also a lot of requests for textbooks from students and teachers.
OK. Any other requests?
Well, there were some requests for English language magazines, such as Reader's Digest, National Geographic magazine, and Time magazine.
Interesting, but let's move on to services. What sorts of requests did the members make? Daniel?
Well, in order to satisfy the needs of our library members, we must provide friendly and prompt services. Several members felt that some of our librarians are unhelpful and impolite. I suppose we have to change our staff's attitude.
Yes, some of our librarians have worked here for a long time. They can be quite impolite. I'll have a word with the human resources manager and see what she can do with this group of people. Any more suggestions?
Well, I'm not sure what the management would think of this, but someone suggested a fun corner for coffee table books like comics, picture books and pop-up books.
I like this idea. I think it'd be interesting to have a fun corner to encourage people to read less serious books. After all, we do read for pleasure.
There were also a number of requests for a text alert service.
A text alert service?
Yes, a system that sends a text to the member's mobile phone when a book is overdue.
That's a good idea.
There were also requests for food and drinks to be allowed on the ground level of the library.
I don't think the management would be keen to allow food and drinks in the library, but I guess we ought to make a note of it.
I suppose something they may be more willing to go for is a snack bar outside the library. Many members think that they need a place to have light meals.
I can see why. People sometimes get hungry after reading for a while.
Okay, to sum up then. The library users felt that the facilities and services provided were satisfactory.
I'd say that was about right.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.